Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Wish it was in person, but we are so excited to have Jesse J on the phone with us. Good morning.
Oh, boy.
She's warming up.
Jesse?
Jesse?
We should start singing then.
That was
okay.
I'll warm up.
I thought he said go ahead.
I need to warm up.
Oh, Jesse J, she is there. Jesse?
Hello.
There we go.
We heard you warming up. You heard you doing your singing.
Sorry. Oh, wow, embarrassing. No worries. Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We're so excited to have you on the air with us this morning. And we're really excited because we just got a little listen to your collaboration with Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande. Bang, bang. It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good for the world to finally hear it. It's a bit like a present that you've bought someone and it's really important and then you just want them to open it and you couldn't let them and then they have and you just want them to show everyone. You know, it's that feeling. It's the same feeling. It's really exciting.
So when you do a song, Jesse, and you collaborate with two other really big artists, how do you decide who gets to put that song on their album?
Oh, I just think the more the merrier. To be totally honest, like, I think music is for the masses, and I think that Ariana Grande brings an element to the song, as does Nicki, as do I, that each of us hold on our own and better together. So for me, I just think music should be shared with everyone. So, yeah, it's going to be on Ariana's and myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
Double.
Nice.
Nowadays, you can record in different cities and different countries. Were you all three in the same studio working on the song?
No, which I always sometimes say is a good thing because it means that we're busy, which is always good.
Right.
But we actually meet for the first time in less than 24 hours. I leave for LA in about 6 hours and we fly to LA to shoot the video. So I'm meeting them for the first time tomorrow at 6 a.m.
How crazy is that? How did you three come together on a song if you've never even met?
Well, we're on the same record label. In the US, which is amazing because, you know, some people go on the same label. But for us, it was like, let's celebrate each other. It's like teamwork makes the dream work, you know, like you feel so proud to be on a label with such amazing, you know, artists. And basically Max Martin, he produced this song and he sent it to me and was like, what do you think of this? And I was like, this is just ridiculous. Like, I have to see what I sound like on this. So I recorded it and he was like, I really feel like it should be a big, you know, empowering, independent, strong female, you know, song. And Ariana Grande wanted to go on it and Max was like, I think it should sound amazing. And I said, we should try and get Nicki. And literally within 2 weeks, all of us were on it and everyone at the label and everyone that heard it, like my mom and dad, everyone, my nephew who's 5 was like, yes. It just felt right, you know, so kind of just happened.
This video is going to be
huge,
crazy, nuts.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so hot.
Since Nicki,
Hot heat.
right.
Since Nicki Minaj's butt is on the cover of Anaconda, how would you compare Nicki's butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Yeah, who's got the better butt?
I've never seen them in real life, so I can't say, but they've both definitely got amazing bottoms.
I would say Jesse J's bottom is not too bad either.
Jesse's butt is nice too.
You had a lot of bust to choose from. Yeah, you had a lot of bust to choose from there.
Yeah.
I'm a leg girl though. I've got like a very, very long legs.
Now, Jesse,
so, yeah, I'm quite tall.
I saw that you went to school, high school, and graduated with Adele and Leona Lewis. Who was more popular, you, Adele, or Leona?
Adele.
Adele was
definitely the most well-known. Yeah, 100%. She was the most kind of... I was in musical theatre and I didn't live on, I suppose what you guys would say, campus.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't live anywhere near the school, so I had to travel and get 6 trains there and back to home every day because I couldn't afford to live near there.
Aww.
So... it's fine. It's good. I got to write songs about random people in train stations.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Adele was kind of someone, she was in the music strand, which was a lot cooler than musical theatre. And we used to like jam and sing together at lunchtimes, which is crazy now. And I look and I just think, who would have thought it? It's crazy.
Are you guys still in touch?
Yeah, we speak sometimes and, you know, wish each other luck. And she's obviously now married with kids. And yeah, I can't wait for her new stuff to come out and her to kind of just come and blaze the charts again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. She's got a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
I think she'll definitely just smash it again. I think her voice is undeniable.
I see that you tweeted last week, one thing I strive for is to be consistent, whether it's 5 people in the audience or 50,000, I give my all on stage. So I have a bar, and it seats probably closer to the 5. So, and I was wondering if you could maybe come by and sing a song for us sometime.
If you're ever in. No, I love it. I love singing. Like, I live for it. Like, inside out. I'm definitely an artist. I always say there's inside out artists and there's outside in artists. And I'd like to think of myself as an inside out. Like, I do this for the right reasons. And I really enjoy singing, first and foremost. Like, and I really love giving everything. Even if it's like at a family barbecue, I'll go in.
I'm holding you to it.
Well, I just remember.
Put you right next to the beer tub.
Can I just say, your voice is like amazing, the way you speak.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm in love. All you have to do is give me one compliment and I'm yours.
Yeah. Just don't ask him to sing.
So good.
Thank you, Jessie J.
I just remember when, I think it was the VMAs, when you had to perform sitting in a chair the entire show.
I was there.
And you were rocking out on that chair.
Can I just say, I did have a broken foot, because otherwise people would be like, why is she so lazy?
Yeah, it wasn't a cat.
I remember Beyonce was like, I'm pregnant.
But that was like your,
everyone stood up and I was sitting there like, oh, I can't stand up. I look so rude.
And that was your big, real introduction to the U.S. audiences, really. I mean, you had the whole stage and you had a broken foot.
Yeah, I tried my best with a microwave attached to my leg. I had a throne and, you know, I got up as much as I could, but I had so much fun, but it definitely kind of, because of how bad the break was, and I had a bone transplant, and the bones had to connect together naturally, which took a long time. Like, I could feel my bone hugging the new one.
Is this right? You're going to get the chance to stand and sing at
the
VMAs?
I feel like now, who knows? Who knows?
Well, you're expected to perform at the MTV VMAs.
Yeah, they said you're going to.
Maybe. Is it a rumor or is
it
true?
With Nikki and Ariana Grande. I'm just trying to get you to blab it out there so we can
and
get the scoop.
And my bar.
I hope it's true.
I think I she said yes
true,
until she caught herself.
I'd love to. Wait. I would love to have that opportunity. But yeah, let's just see. Who knows?
Well, we're really excited about Bang Bang. It's
going to
be the lead single from your third album.
Pick it up on iTunes now.
Woo! Number one right now.
Number one.
Very excited. And thank you, Jessie J, for being with us for a few minutes
pleasure.
This morning.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to actually come and see you guys.
Oh, we love that.
You're
please
singing,
stop
you're singing
by.
Right next to the beer tub.
Yeah, and studio.
I've never been there, so it'd be amazing. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Well, you're coming.
Literally, I'm like shaking in my chair. Yeah, it's going to be good.
I love her.
Thank
I do,
you.
Too. I'm going to send her a ticket or something.
Yeah,
I just
want
to get down here.
Genuinely, I cannot wait to like pack a big bag.
When are you coming?
And just get on a tour bus. I don't know. Fingers crossed anytime soon, really. It depends on how Bang Bang does and how many people want to see me sing in front of their face.
Well, I just bought 4 copies of Bang Bang to help that out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It means a lot. It really does.
Make sure you come see the Kid Craddock Morning Show when you come into town.
Oh, I will. I will be there.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
You know, there's sometimes you look at people and you're like, I wonder how they got that scar. You can't ask.
Kelly, you
cannot ask unless you're like 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
And then you like tell your child, shh, don't ask that question, but you're secretly hoping the person answers.
Right.
Right.
And it's with celebrities too, because I was watching Celebrity Wife Swap yesterday. And it was Plaxico Burress and DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia on it.
Okay.
And I liked 3-6 Mafia. I follow their music. I noticed something about DJ Paul that I had never noticed before. He had like this, his arm was in a, like a glove, and it was smaller than the other arm. And I said, oh, well, did he have an accident? Was it taken off or something? And I looked it up. Turns out that he was born with a condition where his arm is smaller than the other arm. He calls
he had a disease, and his arm just didn't grow.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
He himself, even on online, said he calls it his baby arm.
Yeah.
But I had no idea he had that at all.
There's a lot of people like Seal, for instance, when he came out and had all those scars on his face.
Yeah.
There were so many rumors about it that he had some sort of tribe. Remember, they were like, they cut these things in his face because he was from some tribe. And then there were these, you know, did he have some skin disease? Did somebody throw acid on his face? There was all these rumors about it.
What's the true story?
Well, the extreme scarring, it's actually a skin condition known as discoid lupus DLE.
Oh,
he had it when he was a teenager and left the scarring. So it was no tribal. It was no burning. It was just a skin
something
disease.
That hit him.
Wow.
Joaquin Phoenix, you know, he has that thing going on with his lip. What happened? Did he get in a fight? Did he get punched in the face? Did he have a cleft palate maybe and had that surgery
to
repair
it? That's what I thought it was.
A lot of people really thought it was the cleft that he was born with. But actually, he was born with that scar.
Really?
They said that he developed scar tissue while he was in his mother's tummy.
Is it maybe because they reached in there with a tool to try to get him out?
It was developed. No, that
like
that happened. The forceps.
Yeah.
Well, that happened
forceps.
To my mother, Price. They used forceps to get her out, and she lost her eye because of that. She had a glass eye her whole life.
Or, what?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Or you can get, like, a scar on your forehead
they
if they grab your...
tongs they used tongs to babies
this was,
out?
This is my mother, Price. She was born in 1906 or something. Anyway, they do have to use forceps to pull some babies out that are just jammed up in there.
And it'll leave a little scar on their forehead or on their head.
Oh, man.
Anyway, his is known as a microform cleft. It's a mild form of a cleft lip. So actually, that is what happened to him.
Okay.
So,
and sometimes these things help him out in their career because it makes him stand out.
It's your character.
You know, it's cool.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even notice. Like Vince Vaughn. I've watched that man in movies before. Mm-hmm. I've never paid attention to his hands. Have you?
What's wrong with his hands?
He's missing the tip of his thumb. He lost it in a car crash when he was 17. So the next time you see him, you know, we always look at Megan Fox's thumbs because she has that.
She has tiny thumbs.
Yeah, it's like trachea something or other. Like the like dinosaur thumbs or something.
Little bitty stub thumbs.
Yeah, that's what she talks about it. But look at his thumb next time you see him.
He's missing the tip of his thumb?
Yeah, we've always, everybody. The other day, somebody acted surprised when they heard that Harry Styles has extra nipples.
Yeah, he has
he's
like
been
four.
Really open about it. He has four nipples. He has an extra set.
He's four?
He's almost a puppy.
Kelly, were you looking at this list, like, trying to gain more body confidence going to the beach this weekend?
No, it was actually just handed to me by my producer, Mike, who said he needed to take a break.
Hey, Mikey!
You know what I never knew until I just looked it up was how Tina Fey had gotten that scar on her face.
She
and
does
that
not
is,
talk about it. It's
that was
terrible.
A dog.
She does. I mean, she has revealed what it was, but it was like a horrible thing that happened to her when she was playing the front yard when she was young and some stranger just came up and cut her.
Oh, it was a stranger?
A stranger walked
I thought it was
up,
a dog.
Cut her on the face.
No, and she did. That's why she doesn't talk about it. It was very traumatic. Can you imagine?
Wow.
You're just standing there and some strange person walks up and cuts you. A crazy person.
And she turns out to be one of the funniest women of all time.
Right.
Dang.
So, you know, they say personal tragedy, people that are the most tormented and stuff, dark on the inside are the ones that are funniest. So she might have had to deal with that way.
Yeah, you need that in comedy.
You may have never noticed JC and Denzel Washington, they're practically twins.
Okay. Yeah. How?
You notice Denzel's extremely crooked pinky finger on his right hand?
Yeah.
It's bent at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
Because he broke it as a kid and it was never reset properly.
And didn't
look at JC's right pinky.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Go to Kid TV right now. Go to Kid TV right now.
Oh.
Oh, dude.
Denzel, my brother.
My brother.
No, we're pinky brothers.
People are always confusing me with Denzel.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've never.
Oh, his is real
wonky. It's bad.
His goes off to the side. Mine's more of a. It's like
I
a camel.
I never noticed that either. Until somebody mine's drew like attention
a,
to it.
Mine's like a camel, Al. Like hump day. Perfect.
Hump day.
I know that Jenna keeps up with a lot of models' Instagrams.
Yes, I do.
I know you
all
do.
All of them, yeah.
Do you keep up with Carolina Kurkova?
No, I don't, but I know who she is. What's wrong with her?
She doesn't have a belly button.
And she's a model.
She doesn't have
I've
a belly
seen
button.
It on the runway, if you pay attention, it's just like a little indigent, but it's not a belly button. She
and
had
they
a hernia.
It in, I
she
bet.
Had an umbilical hernia at birth, and she doesn't have a belly button. There's just like a little place where it should be, like a shadow of what should be a belly button, but they do Photoshop it in a lot. I know somebody else who had a lot of problems at birth that has no belly button because that you know they had to open them up this tummy, no belly button.
Whoa.
Yeah, that can happen.
I just sent my girlfriend a text to see if I could talk about something that she's got. But
as long as it's not that dog.
Well, now
tail.
I'm curious.
You've already talked about, the shape talked of about your ex-girlfriend that had a tail.
Yeah, the shape of vestigial tail, too?
She did. She had like, it's her tail bone, but it just kind of stuck out a little
not
bit.
Not current girlfriend.
Not current girlfriend. No.
This clarify.
Was vegetarian. And
Dagica.
But yeah. She had like a little tail. She had, like stuck out past her butt. Like
that's how you could tell she liked you. A wag. Right?
Yeah.
Did you know
sometimes she would chase it?
Yeah.
Do you know Carrie Underwood has a third nipple?
Kinsey does too.
It says it looks just like a mole, but it's a nipple.
How do you know
it's a nipple and not a mole?
Because a doctor. We were when I first moved here. Al invited us to this
okay
pool
with
party.
You revealing that?
Yeah, she's fine. I think. Al invited us to a pool party at Hot Andy's house.
Yeah.
The guy that all the girls used to love.
Yeah.
And my wife was sitting there, and a doctor was there, and she said, can you take a look at this mole, make sure it's fine? And he looked at it, and he goes, that is not a mole. That is a third nipple.
Yeah.
How do you know?
And the closer I looked at it, it's a nipple.
Because it has like that slit in it.
It's got the nipple form.
Okay, it's got clearance.
You know, like for a baby to nurse, you have to have a little opening there, like a little slit, right?
So one time I grabbed Kenzie's bikini top and I got one of like a piece of cloth and I tied it hanging down so it would cover the third nipple. And she did not think that was funny.
All right, so
my girlfriend, I just asked if I could talk about her.
You got clearance?
I got clearance.
Does Kenzie wear three pieces?
Dr. Girlfriend!
It's a three-piece suit.
Yeah. Three-piece bikinis?
Yeah. We got to cover the nipple, or otherwise we can't be at the pool.
three-piece.
We can't be at the pool if Kenzie has a third nipple showing.
So I asked, can I talk about your toe? And she said, LOL, that's fine. It's called brachy.
That's what Megan Fox has.
Metatarsia.
So she has a mini toe,
a stubby toe.
Yeah, her next to the little toe is like the same size as her little toe. So it's like
the fourth one in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
So it's like
the ring toe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like it's real cute. She says she used to be really self conscious about it when she was growing up, but. Oh.
Those aren't her toes.
Those are not her toes. Okay.
Oh, it's not.
But that would be similar to what it would be on Kid TV.
Yeah, it's real cute.
That would be great for pointy toe shoes, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've always said
it?
I wanted to get rid of the pinky toe, but that would allow more space in the sides.
So it actually helps her with the shoes.
Yeah.
And I thought
do they charge less for her pedicures?
Well, it's still five toes.
My fourth toe on each foot is curved like a cashew.
Me too.
And I thought it was because of wearing my shoes too narrow growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was born with the same fourth toes.
You
don't notice it when you're a kid. Her fourth toe is curved like a cashew like mine. I don't know what that's called. Cashew toe.
Well, I have the same thing with my second toe. You guys have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And where my second toe next to the big toe is curved a lot. Looks like I'm throwing up gang signs with it.
Wow.
It looks like a cashew.
But every time I look at my foot, I get hungry.
When Corey was born. Fresh nut. Corey was born like pigeon-toed a little bit, and he had to wear these like braces on his feet.
Son had like how many teeth in his head?
Dude,
we heard that story the other day on the news. And the news, some kid had like 200 and something teeth. Yeah. Now Corey wasn't that bad.
Corey had probably, well, I don't know how many he had, but I know he had like 14 extracted.
And
he still got
a full set of teeth. Like shark mouth.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have like serious day-long surgery.
He could have won so many eating competitions.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it helps you swallow fast. But chewing.
Chewing was nothing, not a problem. He's like a beaver.
Yeah, you could chew on Kelly Cash.
He's like a boss.
Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We all have problems we must overcome.
Got 99 problems, dog.
Sometimes these problems are huge and they bring you down. Sometimes you want to let the world know what your problem is. That's why we're doing hashtag first world problems.
First world problems.
Oh my goodness. Like, Al.
Yeah.
I lost the book I was reading, Cockroaches, and We're Flying Today, and now I will never know who murdered that politician in the hotel room.
Wow. This is the book you only read on planes, right?
Yeah.
It's taken you over a year.
Yeah.
You lost the book.
He only reads it on planes.
Yeah, right? I am so invested.
You need
and now
more.
I will never know. Spent like an hour looking for this thing.
Dang it.
Ruined my night.
And you also said on your flight, for your flight to Mexico or your trip to Mexico, you don't have a beach towel. You forgot to pack one.
Yeah, forgot my beach towel.
So I have brought you, sir.
What? You have towels now?
Well, look at you. Every opportunity to advertise your bar. This is getting absurd.
Every chance to put his face on something.
I'm glad I could lay my butt on your face.
Oh. Well, Jenna, I just have to sympathize with you. In your dilemma.
What?
Your horrifying situation. First class was available for her flight out.
Uh-huh.
But not for her flight back.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jenna.
Wait, is Kelly doing a first world problem for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly's trying to get it, too.
Kelly's
more upset because she's wondering why she was booked for economy both ways when Jenna was booked for first class on one leg.
Huh.
As I'm flying free to Mexico, hashtag first world problem.
True that.
Let's bring in Greggles from production, who happens to have a first world problem himself.
Greggles.
The point of this bit, by the way, is to realize that our problems are not that bad.
I have one as he's walking in.
Don't explain stuff.
I have a problem.
Because Kelly, sometimes you have to.
Don't.
You have to.
No, don't.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You're ruining it.
Greggles, what's your problem?
What's wrong with life, man?
Facebook right now is insane.
Guys, I can't handle the auto-loading videos.
Oh.
I don't care what your video is. I didn't ask for it. Don't auto-load and autoplay for me.
I don't
want it.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that just automatically plays. You don't even want it to.
You don't get to choose like on Instagram?
No, it just starts going and I'm like, I don't need 18 videos rolling when I'm scrolling through Facebook.
I can't stand that.
First world problem.
I feel you on that one.
How are you going to make it through life, though?
I don't know, Al. Help me, please.
Judy wrote and said that, hate that my steering wheel in the car only has volume for the radio. I actually have to reach over to change the station.
You know? How dare they? The first automotive world companies not have the changer.
Wow. I have a personal one.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Jenna.
Yeah, go.
Don't you hate when you can't go spray tanning until after your personal training session, which isn't until 5 o'clock at night?
Yeah, Jenna,
I have to wait until after I work out at the gym to go spray tanning.
Yeah.
Travesty.
Speaking of being orange, Jenna, Nikki wrote us on Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't washed it off yet.
Nikki says, Starbucks does not carry pumpkin spice year-round. How dare they?
Well,
first world problem.
I don't like it year-round.
Well, she does.
You burn out on it. It's strong.
Some people like the pumpkin spice, but Lacey, girl.
Thank you.
I feel you.
What happened?
Lacey wrote, when my iPad dies, I have to play Candy Crush on my iPhone, and I can hardly see the candies. You don't even know.
Oh,
that is a serious first world problem.
That really is. Or
what
how
a dilemma.
About Dana? She says, damn, I got too many job offers.
How do you choose?
First world problem.
How do you
what
choose?
Are you gonna do, Dana?
Francis says,
what are you gonna do?
Francis says, when my bedroom finally gets cold at night and I start shivering, but I'm too tired to get up to turn it down or to reach down to the foot of the bed for more blankets.
Oh, you think that's bad, Jenna? How about Allison? I started going to trivia night on Wednesdays, but I just don't want to miss Teen Mom. what am I going to do?
You know, I got feathers in my hair and everything.
Yeah, I wasn't for the Kesha concert.
Going to the store has finally caught up with me, because when I run out of underwear, I just go to the store and buy some. But damn, I hate to do all that laundry. First world.
Just throw them away.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Away. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Big problems.
Megan, go ahead and vent. First world problem.
I just put a new screen protector on my smartphone, and now I have the dreaded bubbles that everyone hates.
I hate that. Throw your phone away.
A hair of bubbles.
It's not even worth having
I'd
your phone.
I'd throw your phone away and get a new one.
Yeah. Just it's tainted.
First world problem.
You just use your credit card and like, you know.
I tried my credit card, my fingernail. I've tried absolutely everything, but it's like those little dust particles, and I just cannot get them away.
Did you try licking it and then just pushing on it?
Save that.
That worked on my phone.
Save that.
On the phone.
Save
Thank you,
that.
Megan. That's what I did on it.
Yeah.
It was clean, too, so don't worry about that. Stephanie, hashtag first world problem.
I went to lay out this weekend, and it was so hot that when I got in the pool, it felt like a bathtub, and I couldn't even cool off.
I can't even handle
I
that.
I hate that. I do. I'm there with you.
Can they invent a cooling system for the pool, please?
They said they have heaters.
Yeah, I feel you on that,
Makes
Stephanie.
Sense.
Thank you so much. Hopefully your problem's resolved soon.
Not if the weather stays hot.
You know, we're going to Mexico, and we're not coming back till Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to change my appointment at Art of Shaving. I'm going to miss my 12-noon appointment.
How are you going to manage? I don't know how you're going to do that.
I'm 12 noon every Sunday for, seven months? And
they don't have it in Mexico?
Oh, maybe.
They might.
How do you say Art of Shaving in Espanol?
La arte de...
Shavo?
No.
Ardo of Shavo?
No, that's not how you say it. Emily, what's going on in life?
So I have to crawl under my desk to reach the only outlet in my cubicle. And the problem is my charger cable is short, so sometimes it unplugs and I have to do it all over again.
Oh, you got to crawl under that desk in that big office.
Aggravating.
That's very aggravating.
Especially when you're wearing a shirt or you're in heels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate when I'm in heels.
You guys love it.
Yeah. Crawling under my desk.
Right.
My thong's all hanging out. I hate that.
Same.
Welcome to the T-zone. Brittany, is life getting you down right now? Why?
Yeah, it is. Because my iPad's dead, So I'm having to use my iPhone to stream movies from my laptop onto my 72-inch flat-screen TV.
Wait, 72-inch?
That's the biggest TV I've ever heard of a girl having.
That's great. Those must be pretty expensive.
They shouldn't even sell girls' TV that big.
That's a guy TV.
It's all thanks to my husband.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, that's a guy TV.
Why can't she watch HGTV on 72 inches?
That TV is for spokes.
Hateful.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a great TV.
It really does. Donna, what'd your husband do?
Well, I'm having a birthday party for my baby this weekend, and I have to go out and buy a new crock pot because he put mine in storage because he bought yet another car.
Oh.
What kind of car did he get?
Well, he collects Mustangs. We named our daughter Shelby. So,
nice.
I mean, it just kind of goes with the whole thing. But, yes, he brought home another Mustang, so I need to go buy a new crock pot because he lost it in storage.
What year cars does he have? I know it's not interesting to anybody else. Really.
He's got a 92, a 69, and a 2004.
Wow. Look at that Mustang.
I want to be his friend.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a Mustang right there.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Donna. Hopefully, hopefully you guys can manage through that.
I hope so.
Yeah. It'll be hard, but we'll see how it goes. Rob, what happened, man?
Well, not only were my lawn service guys a day late, when I walked out this morning, they trimmed my hedges round instead of square.
Oh, you asked for square and you got round.
Mm-mm. Yes, I did.
Mm-mm.
How long does the regrowth of that take?
It takes a few weeks, but that's not one to worry about. I'm worried about more about the HOA saying something.
Yeah.
In immigration. I'd call.
No, Al.
I'd call.
You're assuming many things there, Al. Yeah. All right, Rob. Have a good day, buddy. Hopefully those bushes grow in nice. Poor guy.
He was upset about that.
He was very upset.
Dude, when you want your yard trimmed a certain way, you know, nothing else is acceptable. I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's huge. Take it from me. I've cut many a yard in my day.
Oh, another first world problem I'm having right now?
What?
Jenna, I'm manscaped and I am so itchy right now. I cannot stand it. I don't even want to go to Mexico.
How small of a bathing suit are you
right? That's what I'm saying.
Ordered a manscape.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to do it. Because girl bathing suits are so small, and that's a pain. How small of a suit are you wearing
Cristiano Ronaldo small.
I hope you go full on European.
I can't.
You can.
I can't.
It's for the show.
I can't.
It's for the show.
I will.
I didn't manscape that much.
You
I will
wore for the a show. Bikini for the show before. I want you to go down the beach in European.
I didn't get the round. I got the square. I got the square trim. So
please.
No. My wife will be embarrassed.
I want you to walk it out on the beach in your European bathing suit.
And I'm going
to
show everything off. I can't be doing
that. Or at least do the stanky leg. Oh.
Joe, go ahead and let us know what your problem is.
I'm a horse trainer, and I just won a really fancy, like, $500 new belt buckle, but the hook on the back is different, so I'm having trouble getting in and out of my pants when I need to go to the bathroom.
Joe, I don't even know how to solve that problem, Joe. I don't know what you're going to do, man.
Yeah, his designer belt is too hard to take on at all.
Oh, Joe, you're just going to have to go with diapers, man. Just going to do that.
Or elastic pants, you know.
I'm sorry.
Come on over to my side.
Yeah, buddy. I'm sorry, man. But poor Joe. It's okay, buddy. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he was getting emotional.
He is getting emotional, yeah. Jenna, because it's tough.
He has to go to the bathroom. He can't get it off.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm about to rock your world.
Our boss just walked into the office. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I wanted our boss to stand here and face me.
Okay. our boss walked in and I didn't listen because he was talking.
And then Al's kicking him out. What?
First world problems, true, but.
What?
Okay, earlier this morning, we found out that JC and Jenna were flying to Mexico first class.
We're on an earlier flight.
Hold on. On the way back, I'm sitting in the middle row.
But listen, let's just play out.
Russ,
Get in here, Russ. We might need you. Just stand here. Kelly, since you were in charge of booking.
Kelly and myself. Kelly's been here 20 years. I've been here 19. Kelly and I were booked economy both ways.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't question
it's no
it.
Problem.
I thought we were all booked economy.
I didn't know.
No problem. I fly a lot. Yeah. I used miles. I upgraded. I was going to upgrade Kelly. She upgraded herself.
We normally fly economy.
Let Al finish.
Hush.
What, Al?
Not only are JC and Jenna first class, Nick and Russ are also flying first class.
Russ face, is this true?
There's a
You're
reason
in charge
for
of booking.
This.
There's a reason for this.
You're in charge of booking. So, you did the booking.
So, Rob, the chickering yesterday when he was...
You put me in a middle seat on the way back and
Kelly's
you put
throwing
Kelly
stuff
first
at me now.
Class.
Russ, you suck.
I hope you get a paper cut from one of those balls I'm throwing at you.
Kelly's throwing stuff.
I understand if everyone flies economy, but how do you pick and choose that certain people fly first class and everyone else flies economy?
I did not pick and choose. See, what happened was... So when Rob goes out ahead. Rob goes out ahead to set up all the technical stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh.
He found out that he didn't have a seat assigned, which meant, I guess, maybe...
Metal seat?
No, that meant it could be standby.
I want you to look at Kelly Raspberry's face while you're explaining this.
So Rob found out we didn't have seats assigned, so then the people that booked our travel went back and assigned seats to the people that didn't have seats, and the only seats available were first class.
Darn, isn't that just a bitch?
Idiot.
Can you unassign me for the flight home so I don't sit there?
And Kelly, if I was flying on the same flight as you, I would gladly switch seats.
He would not.
Wait, so why were JC and I? Because we didn't have assigned seats either?
Right.
Okay. They certainly have them for the way back. They're center seats.
You got me center seat back of the plane.
Yeah, and why would you book us middle?
And why were Al and I the only two mysteriously booked in economy?
You know we're complaining about
I'm in,
it. You know,
I'm in economy on the way back as well.
Yeah, but
we're economy both ways.
Be booked? I don't care, really. I'll be economy, but why the middle seat?
I just find it
how about that
humorous that the guy that made the reservation in first class.
Don't you go with how about everything else is free.
But Kelly Raspberry is not.
Nothing's
and
free.
Russ is first class. That's hilarious.
We'll get you taken care of.
I've already taken care of it with my credit card.
Here you go, Kelly. I got one.
My
Hold on.
God. Oh my
I got.
Goodness. No.
I got like $6.
Oh. Kelly Raspberry is not happy.
I don't want your money.
Love letters.
Me.
Love letters.
No.
Kelly.
How are we ever going to work now?
It's just so interesting. Everybody came this morning. Well, I'm first class.
Kelly, I'm feeling
it.
I'm feeling it.
I'm first class. What?
Well, it's never happened before. I thought it was just like a nice little coincidence.
At least you're a multimillionaire and can afford to upgrade.
No, it's just adding to the list.
Russ face, I want you to hear this.
I'm Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Understand that. Speaking of Kelly Raspberry, are you gonna be able to do love letters to Kelly?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Since you can't, since you're not sitting first class.
No, I am sitting first class.
She paid for it.
You guys, everybody cool?
Oh my gosh, I'm fine.
We're all getting the warm nuts when we get in there.
It's amazing how all those first class seats were just suddenly available.
But nothing else was available on the plane.
Okay.
Come on, that's... Oh, man. George told me that in his office. I went back to give him a T-shirt. And George said, wow, hey, I just want you to know. I said, George, it's cool. I said, Kelly... He goes, oh, well, I didn't want you to feel bad because Nick and Russ and everybody sitting first class. I said, I was walking out. I said,
everybody
wait
is.
A minute. I said, did you just say...
Everybody but Kelly
everybody
and Big
but
Al.
Kelly and Al.
You're on a different flight.
You know what? I'm with you. If I were you, I would be.
It's not fair.
Oh, boy. Oh
it was
boy.
Kind
here
of like,
we are, just coming off first world problem. Yes, this is a first world problem.
I understand that.
But it's
Church
the principle.
But it was kind of like when we flew to London, and Jenna was the only one on a different flight than everyone else, because they said there was insurance. Yeah. Life insurance wouldn't cover it if one of the planes went down.
Like if it went down.
You guys are all on one, and I'm on the other.
You should take that as a compliment. That meant you alone could handle the show.
Oh, get out of here. That meant I'm the most disposable.
Because it was Kid, it was me, Kelly and Al on one plane, and then you on the other one. If it would have been the Jenna Owens in the morning.
Yeah. Or it would have just been the show.
Jenna Owens in the morning. All right. We got some love letters. People need love advice, and Kelly, you better give some good one.
What website are you on? You're not on monster.com.
What are you doing, Kelly? What are you doing?
You don't know my business.
What are you doing?
Ooh, Russ.
I can see through the window. You're on. What are you?
I'm on the Showbiz Top 5.
Oh, I feel sorry for Russ. That's a big mistake. That's big.
Kelly's going to write him up.
That's big mistake.
No, I'm not writing him up. I'm writing him off.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We only have time for a couple. She's going to take it out of him because he's been bragging to everyone that he gets to go on the trip.
I'm not taking it out of
him. He's so excited he gets to go on the trip. He's
and you know, Russ is the guy that will hit on every girl that walks by because he's in first class.
Russ hasn't even been on a family vacation. Oh, this is amazing. Where's he going? I mean, seriously.
Because he got it set up.
Okay, travel agents got it set up, honestly.
Yeah.
But.
He set it up.
All right, love letter.
Don't question what corporate's doing. The corporate people.
Oh, Kelly. Oh,
Kelly, it's going to be fine.
Oh, man.
I'm fine.
Kelly, Jenna.
I'm ready.
Let me read your letter.
Dear Kelly.
That's what it's doing.
Dear Kelly, you are the patient, kind.
Economy class love expert.
Economy class ride and love expert.
I am.
I've been with my high school sweetheart for 22 years with a 6-year separation in there. We have 4 kids between our blended families and have so much fun together. He's an amazing husband who helps around the house and encourages me to do my own thing, like go on girls' weekends and stuff. I just know I'm not good enough for him, and that feeling is only getting worse. Mm. I've lost over 200 pounds since 2009.
For you.
And I'm really self-conscious about all the excess skin that comes with that big bodily change, and it has affected our love life. I know he loves me and is proud of me, but I can't seem to get past my own issues. How do I rekindle the passion when I constantly feel like I don't deserve him?
Well, you need to stop with the. I know it's hard. Easier said than done. I just had a huge talk with a woman yesterday about how you manifest things in your life, and it's true. When you're putting out negative energy, you attract negative things. Isn't it funny how when everything's going right, it's just like it's a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. When something starts going wrong and you dwell on that wrong thing, everything starts snowballing wrong. And I do think like energy attracts like energy. So if you start maybe putting, I'm not trying to be all, you know,
preachy and
holistic. Yeah. I don't even know what the word is.
Well, she asked you for advice.
But I'm just saying, let's just try this experiment and putting positive energy out there. Now, I would, you know, if you really feel bad about the excess stuff, I'm like, shoot, you know what? If you can afford to do it, save money here and there, save up, go see about getting that extra skin removed. Mm-hmm. You'll have some scars, but you know, you'll look better in your clothes. They'll fit you better and you'll feel better, maybe more confident in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. But let's just try. If he's telling you he loves you as you are, start believing that and start acting that and see if that comes back to you. That's my positive vibe for the day.
Thank you, Kelly. I got one right here.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I messed up big time. How do you apologize to someone you care about after you screw up their travel arrangements? Please, help. I need to resolve this in about 15 minutes, Russ.
You know, sometimes just there is no forgiveness. Sometimes you have to accept that and move on.
Oh, my gosh.
P.S. I'm heartbroken.
So you know what? Sometimes there has to be consequences.
Oh.
You know? And that's how we grow as human beings.
Is there anything that, other than apologizing, like, you know, sometimes making you laugh or doing something embarrassing, like a stunt, is there anything he could do to get back in your good graces?
Just, again, solidified how important I am to this show. Once again.
Wait, what else?
Obviously, I am dispensable back there in economy.
Hey, what else was it?
Right here, I'm in economy with you.
Once again.
It's a growing list, Jenna.
What?
It's a I'm just, you wait. You wait till the day I don't show up.
I'm the most dispensable one.
Oh, please.
Good luck.
I'm with you, Kelly. I'm with you. I was economy with you.
Yeah. Kelly, we finally let you be in the room with us.
I didn't want to be in the room with you. Forced me.
We welcomed you into our environment.
I liked my place of solitude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, Russ, why you gotta go do this?
No, it's fine.
By the way, Kelly.
What did I start off with this morning?
What?
I'm gonna have a great time in Mexico.
Did I
put that out in the universe this morning? I put that out in the universe, and I am.
Do you know how to avoid
I'm not guaranteeing everybody is.
You got the room with the bunk beds is what I'm being told also. You got the bunk bedroom.
You better read another love letter. Come on.
Come on.
I got things to do.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a 24-year-old model who has been dating my fiance for a year and a half. We moved back to the city where he's from about 3 months ago, which means spending a lot of time around his family, including his younger brother, who is about 22.
Now,
if I didn't know better, I would swear that he hits on me every single time we're alone.
Well, you're probably right.
I'm not trying to sound
so hot.
I'm not trying to sound egotistical, but I've been hit on a lot. And this kid has used all the stupid, cheesy lines on me that he knows. And I just walk away. But I can't avoid him if I have any chance of making my relationship with my boyfriend last long term. Do I tell my boyfriend and risk driving a wedge between the two of them? What's the best way to approach
this? Stand up to the kid and say, look, back off. I'm with your brother. And just don't allow yourself to be in situations that are conducive to him flirting and to letting situations be misunderstood. Because what if, you know, he is putting the, you know, hard hit on you and your boyfriend walks in and then he's like, he said, she said. And trust me, blood wins out.
It always
wins out. He's going to take his brother's side. So you got to nip it in the bud. Just don't put yourself in that position. Don't entertain the flirting. Ignore it. To the point of, you have to be rude. Who cares?
There you go.
If you really love your boyfriend, you just cozy up to him and don't put yourself in the situations to be alone with the younger brother.
And there you have it. Solid love advice from a heartbroken Kelly Raspberry about her traveling arrangements.
I'm not heartbroken.
Oh, I can't wait to see how much fun Russ has. He's going to have so much fun with Kelly.
Oh, I wouldn't go if I was him. I wouldn't even go.
Can we room them together?
I wouldn't even go. No, don't do that.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We have a nice love letters to Kelly tab. You write us. We read them. She solves it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We've moved on over to the Canal Side Lounge with these gentlemen who have over 80 million views on their YouTube channel. Straight out of England, everybody make some noise for the Vamps.
Yeah.
Hello.
You guys are lucky that we have these many people coming to watch our show on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And just one and one guy.
Yeah. Smart guy ever.
See,
that's the smart one,
that,
right there.
Exactly, Kelly. Yeah.
Who out of all the four of you has the most male fans?
James, I would
I think
say.
That's the extent of
I
our
think
male
it's
fans.
He's the only guy in here.
Do you guys find it like it's tough to connect to the dudes because all the girls like you guys?
A little bit.
No, they usually enjoy the shows if they come and watch the shows because we put on quite like an energetic show, hopefully.
Now, for those who don't know how you guys got together, James, you're the godfather.
He is the godfather.
Because you found Brad on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. Like nearly 3 years ago. That's really weird. Yeah, we started writing songs together, and then we wanted to make a band, so we started making a band, and then we found Tristan drumming on YouTube.
Facebook.
As well. Well, he added me on Facebook, really randomly. I didn't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
But I
still
saw him.
Don't.
Yeah.
I wanted more friends.
Weirdo. And
will you be my friend? Did he poke you?
I think he did. And then we found Connor on YouTube as well. So it's kind of like a social media type
of
thing.
When you're finding dudes to be in your band and you're looking for the
JC
right fit,
because JC would like tips, because you don't know how many videos JC has posted on YouTube, hoping someone will discover.
Yeah, he wants to be in a boy band.
What's the right search? Do you like search hot dude that can sing?
Or? Yeah,
JC does all the
hot
time.
Dude that can drum.
How should he tag himself?
Hot basses? Like what do I do?
Yeah. No, in all honesty, I just, with Brad, I was looking at songs that I liked and then covers of them. So it was an Ed Sheeran cover. And because I wanted to write with someone that had similar taste in music, and it worked out. And the same with the other two. Like, Connor was covering like Taylor Swift and McFly, which the two artists I really like. And Tristan was just drumming, which is awesome. So.
And so then you used YouTube and social media to find each other. How did you find a record label?
Via YouTube.
Same thing. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because you got together
really
and just covered a lot of famous songs, right?
We didn't
just
really get out much, to be honest. Yeah, we just stayed in the attic and filmed recorded those songs.
Yeah. So literally in 3 years, you guys have blown up.
Because
a lot of people have been in the music industry for 20, 25 years in there.
I mean, we, like, before the Vamps, we've all been doing music for, like, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been in different bands. But, we've been very lucky with the Vamps that it's kind of connected with the world. So.
And how did you guys get hooked up with Demi Lovato?
That was Tris. He's been texting her for a while, so...
She won't stop texting me, actually. It's just getting annoying.
Did you add her on Facebook? How did it...
No,
how did
she
it
added me.
Oh.
She added me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
she'd heard rumors about such a boy as Tristan Evans, and it just had to happen.
How did the musical collaboration come about?
We were working with the same producer, weren't we? And so the producer knew her, and we knew we wanted a female collaboration on that, on Somebody to You. And yeah, he just kind of spoke to her and asked her if she liked the track, and she did. And then she put a vocal on it like 2 days later.
And now you're all friends.
And now we're all friends.
The video's awesome. There's some shirtless action going on, right? You guys like that in the video?
Demi, I know.
Yeah. Demi. Well, Demi's not shirtless. Demi is fully
that
clothed.
Would definitely be weird.
Well, this is really exciting because we haven't had this much.
This is a
much
big
of a
buzz.
Crowd in a long time.
It's been a long time since we've had a band.
Thank you
and had
for coming.
This kind of turnout. This is really crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's how.
How many of you were at the show last night? Oh, you can make noise.
Make noise,
radio.
Ladies.
Radio.
Woo!
Yeah. This is radio.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it? So, no.
How long have you guys been in the States now?
A week. What day is
it
today?
It's just been a week.
Monday. We flew on Tuesday last week, I think.
So this just started.
Tuesday it was.
Yeah.
6 days.
I don't even know.
But we've come here a couple of times. Like we recorded half
In and Out,
the album that we've released in UK in New York. So
yeah. So what we like to do with our British bands is we like to see how good your American accent is.
It can be any kind of American accent.
We try to sound British all the time because your accent is super awesome, but we think that you guys think our accent is awesome.
No.
It's pretty cool.
They think it's easy.
So when I introduce you, just give me your best American accent, okay? We'll kick it off with, hey, Tristan.
Hey, man.
Where are you from, Tristan?
I'm from San Diego, California.
Me too.
San Diego, oh,
yeah.
California.
California.
You're ripping up the waves, bro, or what,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, man, just surfing.
Now, let's say hello to James.
I want
to
try and do a really southern one, but I don't know how.
Okay, here's James from Texas.
How's it going? My name's James. I'm from Texas. We're here. Just play some songs for y'all.
All right. It's actually pretty good.
I'm not going to be able to follow that now. Don't skip me and
come. Luckily,
you can go full on Yankee.
How's New York been, Brad?
It's good, man. I'm just having some coffee and stuff. You know?
And we'll go with Connor, who's from Ohio.
The three accents that we've ever
maybe
tried.
Canada. You look like a Canadian.
Canada.
Just Scottish.
Yeah. Where are you from, Connor?
Connor, I heard you're from Minnesota.
I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota. Which is not even how they say it. It's Minnesota.
Who's besides Demi Lovato, who's the biggest celebrity that has jumped on your guys' bandwagon? Wagon, when you're like...
Wagon. He's got no British on you.
That's his British accent.
Where's your bandwagon?
I'm from England as well. But were you looked at and you're like, oh, wow, I can't believe so-and-so's listening to our music.
We were very lucky that Miss Taylor Swift invited us on her tour in the UK. So we did 5 dates in London with her. And she found us through, like, I think it was our cover we did of her song 22. So that was, like, ridiculous when we found out that she'd even watched that. And then for her to invite us on tour.
Did she try to date one of you guys?
She,
Or did
James,
one of you try to date
James,
her is the better question.
James tried?
I tried.
Yeah?
Shot down?
How do you hit on Taylor Swift if you were going to hit on Taylor Swift?
I mean, me and Connor out of the deal straight away because she's quite tall.
Yeah.
So you can't do it.
So we just got to step back. Yeah.
Somebody else take the lead on that one, please.
Is there a big difference between U.S. women, girls, and British girls?
Apart from the accent, not really.
But I mean, do they turn their head to the left when they kiss you instead of to the right? Or?
That's what you want to know, kissing technique?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. Never dated a British girl.
I don't know.
Before,
I've never dated an American girl.
No. So
Well, the day is young.
There you go, ladies.
I happen to know there's about 200 right now.
Oh, it's the first for everything right there.
All right, so you guys play together, obviously, and I read that you guys are really all the same when it comes to exercise, that you guys are big into fitness and health.
Tristan loves the gym.
Who's...
I love how you just laugh when you just look at me.
Was it James that I read that got everyone really on board with it?
I don't even go to the gym. I'm not interested in fitness.
Where did I read this? I read an entire article that you guys are like super health conscious.
Ridiculously. James is like an addict.
Where did these rumors come from?
The internets.
Yeah. Now, what's the weirdest rumor you guys have heard about you?
Most people are right.
I read that we were like had a massive fallout and split up like a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Really?
There was one that I apparently ran away with a Puerto Rican bodybuilder named Juan. And there was like a news article
that
on
that
it
came
and
between me and you as well. We were meant to be together, but then went off with someone else.
I know, Which, so I was that was news to me.
How's Juan doing?
One on one training session or what?
Wow.
I can keep the puns coming. I mean, well, we want you guys to sing a song for us.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Are you sure?
Yeah? Yeah. Which one are you guys going
to
sing?
Somebody to You, if that's
all right. Oh, your brand new
love
single.
That.
With you guys.
What do you guys think about the song?
Thank you.
So we want you guys to sing it. Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You guys all right. Gotta sing along.
Yeah, sing along if you know the words, everyone.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. I used to want to be living like there's only me. But now I spend my time thinking about a way to get you off my mind. Yeah, you. I used to be so tough, I never really gave enough. And then you caught my eye, giving me the feeling of a lightning. Yeah, look at me now, I'm falling, I can't even talk, I'm still stuttering. And this ground of mine keeps shaking. Oh, 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 now. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you. Settle down. Now I wake each day and looking for a way that I can see. Yeah, you. I've got your photograph, but baby, I need more than that. I need to know your lips. Nothing ever mattered to me more than you. Yeah, you. Look at me now. I'm falling. I can't even talk. I'm still stuttering. And this ground of mine keeps shaking. Oh, oh. I can't even talk, I'm still stuttering. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah.
Yeah, clap for that.
All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you.
Thank you very much.
If we want to keep up with all things of the Vamps, where do we go?
Probably Twitter.
Twitter's probably good. Twitter's and Vine recently. We like Vine now.
Vine?
Mm. Yeah.
Is it just The Vamps? Is
it's
that
the Vamps band.
The Vamps band. Okay.
The Vamps band, yeah.
Can we add Tristan on Facebook? Are you available?
Yeah, Tristan. Right.
Do you need more friends still?
Yeah, I still need more friends.
Everybody give it up for The Vamps. Thank you so much for coming in.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.